One United States dictated a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Deborah Rayl, R-A-Y-L. This goes to Dr. Bocoup. On 9/29/22, Mrs. Rayl performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/2/22, there's less bronchial reactivity and patient did not normalize her flow rates after bronchodilators. Period. A paragraph impression, moderate restriction with moderate reverse, moderate airways obstruction with a reversible component. Period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wesley Phillips. This goes to the VA on 9/29/22. Mr. Phillips performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/25/22, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Wesley Phillips. This goes to the VA on 9/29/22. Mr. Phillips performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 293 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.